problem with traffic congestion in Logan is we're too late with too little, and I actually don't fault Mayor Watts on that. There are things that should have been done 10 years ago before the congestion levels got to where they are now, and we didn't do them. And when you try to solve traffic problems late, the options become much, much more limited because you've had growth that's constrained some of the things that we can do. One option that's being contemplated that may have some value is to transform 1st and 2nd East and 1st West and Main Street into one-way streets. That's been done in some other areas. What that does is facilitate traffic flow. It makes it so that you don't have to worry as much about left turn lanes. It provides some opportunities for parking. It provides some opportunities for express lanes and so forth. But one of the unique problems that Logan faces is this. Somebody the other day was telling me about a little community, and they turned their downtown into pedestrian-only areas. And it sounded great, you know, and they thought we ought to do that in Logan. The problem is that Main Street in Logan is not under our control. It's a state road. And so it's not a matter of the city simply saying, we want to do this, that we have to gain the acquiescence of UDOT. And although the one-way streets on 1st and 2nd East and 1st West could be done at a relatively low cost, doing that on Main Street is much more costly and much more restrictive. But those, I think, are our best options. We're never going to have a great solution, but those are probably the best chances that we have.